Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy at EWTN.com. And remember, you can always listen to our show as a podcast. Just go out to EWTN Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio/podcast, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. I'm really dating myself because podcasts, back in my day, you listened to a cassette, right? And so I'd go around with my little cassette recorder and in the room, if I was doing laundry or in the kitchen, because I was looking to be nourished. I was looking for spiritual enrichment, and I was getting it from my beautiful cassette. Well, we're way beyond that in 2025. It's Podcast Central at EWTN.com. Well, today we are welcoming Rose Sweet to our show. Now, Rose is a Catholic speaker, a retreat facilitator, a certified life coach, and an author of 14 books on building and strengthening healthy relationships. For over 30 years, she's drawn the riches from the church to offer hope and healing to those who had struggles with marriage and parenting and being single, being divorced, or widowed. So she's here today to speak with us about her newest book, My Type of Holiness, Striving for Sainthood with the Temperament God Gave Me. Go out to her website, rosesweet.com, and I highly recommend this book to you. It will enrich your life to know thyself. Once we better know thyself, we could bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I need you. Make me holy.
Yeah. And that made me think, too, that there's so many people, before marriage, they think they know somebody, and we should know them as best we can. But then after, it's like, I didn't quite know that about you. And the importance of understanding personality, temperaments, why people are responding the way they are. So we'll speak more about that. But it's My Type of Holiness. What does that mean, My Type of Holiness? Striving for Sainthood with the Temperament God Gave Me. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Rose Sweet. She is the author of a book entitled My Type of Holiness. Go out to her website, rosesweet.com, and find out all the things that she has to offer you. Well, Rose, you are no stranger to us. We've had you on At Home back in the old set, I think when the show was an hour. So we're dating ourselves. We've been around a long time. But we first want you to tell our family a little bit about your update and where you are and what you do, and then we're going to take off and write about this.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me again. We are older, but we're wiser, right?
This is good.
Especially Jim. He's really, really wise, right? Yeah. Since 2020, when COVID hit, I am not traveling around and doing as much speaking and conferences as I was, but I got into full-time coaching, life and relationship coaching, and I love it. Because as you know, you deal with people, and I do too. People are hurting, they're lost, they're in crisis. And these are the good Catholic people we know, our family and our friends, they're in the pews. And we have the answers, you know, our Lord has the answers for whatever we're going through. So I just love people coming to me and going, what do I do? And I go, I'll tell you, you know, and to love on them. So I continue to write books and train facilitators and all kinds of things. You can't keep me down.
Well, that is good because you have a lot to give.
Thank you.
I asked you right before we went on because I kind of recall this someplace on your website, that you're a life coach, a disaster coach. And I just want to make sure before I say that, you're saying disaster. But you're facing the realities.
Well, that's interesting. When I got my coaching degree, that was a little add-on to it. But that really was to go to places where they're having a disaster mm-hmm. and help people get past the immediate trauma and to formulate a plan of action to get themselves out of that. Mm-hmm. But I realize, and you're just saying that, this is everyday life.
Well, some of your headers are, you know, life decisions, relationship struggles, divorce, annulment, mental clarity, emotional freedom, practical skill. I mean, you know.
You cover it all.
I mean, there are. I think you said to people, you have any disasters in your life? I mean, like, yeah, I do.
My husband. No.
Childhood, preteen, what kind of disasters?
Well, you know,
you
and as we're talking and laughing about our ages, we've been through everything. I'm sure that if we sat down and did an inventory, you guys have been through everything. So have I. Mm-hmm. And we've made mistakes. We've learned through God's grace, you know, the right way to go and what to do. You're going the wrong way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gift and a joy to be able to share that wisdom with other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, tell our family about your beautiful book, My Holiness.
My
Type of Holiness. Because you're talking about our temperaments, our personalities. Tell our family the difference between our temperaments and our personalities.
Okay, well, temperament is your natural, hardwired gift from God. You don't have to think about it, it's just how you react immediately. It's your reactions without thinking and the impressions. So in other words, does it last a long time or are you quickly over things? So that, you're hardwired. Born with that, God gave it to you like your eye color. It does not change. Personality, on the other hand, is the sum of your temperament, but also your psychological and social and cultural aspects of who you are that you've learned, that you've adapted, and how you present in your behavior, your attitude, and your clothing. That's your personality, and that can change when you're depressed or tired or when you're happy or as you grow and mature. Temperament doesn't change, it's hardwiring. Personality is developed and can change. Now character, let me add that. Mm-hmm. Character is your set of moral values and beliefs. And I always give the example, my husband is like, he's a double introvert, but he sold real estate. And when he got into that mode, he was gregarious, personable, engaged, lively, and it was natural to him and he loved it. But at the end of that, he would like go take a nap. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he had a temperament that was introverted, a personality that was extroverted as needed, and a good character. Mm-hmm. Now, if he was a used car salesman, he'd have a bad character. No. Sorry to all the used car salesmen out there. But so those are just, it's like a ham sandwich. It's just layers of who we are. We're complex, beautiful beings, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah. But I love what you said. This, I'm going to read it because it's so true. You said, properly understood, the love and study of temperaments should be a doorway to holiness. As well as giving you self-knowledge, this book can lead you more deeply into the relationship with God. The problem is that some of us use our personalities, our temperaments, our character, our ways, as a carte blanche card, right? This is who I am, and tough for you, this is how it's gonna be. But it's to be aware of our strengths and our weaknesses and to who we are and to who we're not under the authority of Jesus, just Jesus. Otherwise, we could make a mess of our lives, couldn't we?
And we do make a mess of our lives, don't we?
Yes.
No, we do. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're needed. I always like to say this. Nobody has any weaknesses. Do you believe that?
No.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Your weaknesses are nothing more than your natural strengths carried to extreme, and usually by fear. So if my husband, who was the wonderful talker at the party and, you know, telling the jokes and whatnot, if he was afraid that he would lose people's attention, he would go on and on and on, and now his strength would become a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So if we just dial those back to their, you know, we are good. God mm-hmm. made us, we're very good. Mm-hmm. But fear and all that other stuff gets in the way, and ego and pride, and off we go.
It imbalances us.
Imbalance and disorder, mm-hmm. exactly. But that's not the end. That's where grace can just bring us right back, and that's what I talk about in the book. No matter how you're naturally wired, it's not an excuse to, you know, be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back. Bring it back to its beauty.
Right. Yeah. In its natural order, the way God wanted it to be.
Yes. And some of us are different from others, mm-hmm. aren't we? Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. Vive la différence. You know,
right.
Men and women are different.
The problem is when we want to try and make everybody like us, right? If you're in a large family and you can't stand that sister because she has a different personality type, and she's just Debbie Downer all the time because she's always predicting the worst case scenario. It's kind of like, well, we're not inviting her to the party, you know, because she's just not fun to be with.
Well, that's how I used to be too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, get a life, be happy, you know,
right.
whatever. Well, I want Debbie Downer to be my brain surgeon because
mm-hmm.
I want her to suspect that that tumor is still in there and to do everything she can to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the party girl operating on me.
Right.
So, you know, I learned through humility that the people who were not like me have something to offer mm-hmm. beautiful and necessary that I don't naturally have.
Mm-hmm.
And I can work toward it, but it'll never come easily to me as it does to them. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm so thankful for that.
How mm-hmm. did you discover the temperaments? When did you discover them? What kind of revelation was that for you in your life?
Well, it was traumatic. I learned it in high school in humanities class, and the sisters were teaching us this timeless teachings of the four classic temperaments that the Catholic Church had been using as a spiritual aid for centuries. And we took the test, and I didn't like what I was. I just saw the weaknesses, and I was devastated, and I was confused. I wanted to know who I was, but I didn't want to see anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
But I was interested, and then later on cassette tapes,
mm-hmm.
I heard it, and I go, this is what makes us tick. Mm-hmm. I love this stuff. And then I began to realize that we are sets of opposites. And you look to creation, and you realize that in the beginning, God separated the sky from the earth. He separated the moon from the sun. You know, and the moon is cold and the sun is bright and hot. And these are opposites. And there's patterns in creation. And I'm getting excited now when I think about it. Even St. Hildegard of Bingen, she was a genius. She noticed these patterns of four in creations, the four seasons, mm-hmm. the four directions, north, south, east, west. And the four temperaments was one of this discovery back in the days. And it continues to be evolved and perfected as we get smarter. But that's what the book is about.
Well, introduce us to the temperaments. You know, lots of people may have heard them, but do they really understand them? So introduce us to those.
Well, I'm going to start though. Don't get into the temperaments unless you're willing to really learn how mm-hmm. beautiful and powerful they are in your own walk of sanctity, because we could reduce it to a pop psychology.
Right.
And in the book, I have a test that you can take, but you probably need a good Catholic coach to help you through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's two sets of opposites, and two are natural extroverts, and two are natural introverts. So the two extroverts are the sanguine and the choleric. They're very people-oriented, high energy level. And the sanguine is kind of light and fluffy, and the choleric is hardworking and hard-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two opposites of those are the two introverts. And the melancholy is the deep, passionate, sensitive, creative, beautiful type, who's opposite of the flighty sanguine. And the other one is the peaceful, stable, contented, reliable phlegmatic. And I always say the phlegmatics hold the world together.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, though, if you've heard these before, the phlegmatic, and I'm not phlegmatic, but I've always put down the phlegmatic all my life and learned to really love and value them. They're strong. They're capable. they're driven, but only when they decide it's appropriate
then
and
I'm
necessary.
Driving. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. While I'm out there like, come on, we got to do this. They're mm-hmm. like, hang on, mm-hmm. let's wait and watch a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they can be just as extroverted as introverts can be extroverted. Mm-hmm. But they decide when and how and
right.
with whom.
And don't try and push them to when you think they should move as a choleric, and you say, we need to be doing this, and they're kind of like, uh-uh.
Okay, so what do they do when you try to push them?
They go far away. They uh-huh. they are not
they
letting you
slower.
Push. Right. Yeah, and it's like, are you intentionally doing this? And they are.
Yes.
And I'd be like, because I had one of those people who worked for me, and I'd be like, she's intentionally going slow. And she would say to me, stop going so fast.
Okay, but here's the thing. She's strong. Mm-hmm. She was stronger than you because mm-hmm. she's reclaiming her power.
Right.
You have no power over
right.
me.
And that was, she knew one speed and slow it was.
Okay, but here's the reality. She could move quickly if she had to.
Right, and she did.
If the house was right. burning and those babies right. were in danger.
Right.
But that's the difference. We who are opposite of that think that everybody should be moving along at a clip because
right.
we do. And
right.
that's our pride.
Right. And that's awful.
It
and you're
awful.
Not fun to be with.
No.
You know, because then all of a sudden it's like, and so as a boss, as a leader, I'd had to learn how to navigate who I was with, you know, as to say, what am I going to get done in what time frame? How is this going to be executed? Right. And because everybody brings gifts and talents. Everybody does. And you have to value the dignity, value, and worth of every human being that's before you in your family, in your marriage, and in relationships, because God made us.
That's exactly right. And if we are to love one another as we love ourselves, we have to learn to speak their language. Mm-hmm. This is not it's not the same as the love languages.
Right.
Each one of these four temperaments does speak a certain language. And I had to particularly learn to lower my volume mm-hmm. and just slow down and not go, you know what, Joy, you know, your blouse really, here, let me, you know. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, Joy, I think your blouse might need a little adjustment, mm-hmm. you know. And I can do that. I'm not being fake. I'm just trying to speak a different language to the person who hears me better that way.
Right. Because what happens is in relationships, you shut it down. And I would always say, I'm not intentionally trying to hurt you. And I wasn't, nor would they. But then you just have to learn how we are, be it your sister who you love so much, be it a coworker, be it a grandchild or a daughter-in-law, or all the dynamics of real relationships. We, as human beings, we want to be the best version of ourselves.
So you're saying they should not have to fit into my temperament?
Well, part of me believes they should fit into the temperament, but I'm wrestling with that part. You know, I take it to confession all the time.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
no, there is a part yeah. of us, and that's yeah. our broken human nature, mm-hmm. as we want everybody to be just like us.
Yeah.
And I think
how
I'm going to...
How boring that would be.
Well, no. I think it would be fabulous. But no, seriously, I think we always have that tendency. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we let grace take these temperaments and perfect them, we're really, really going to do well.
Right.
We're going to take a break at this point, hold you over for the final segment, and there'll be plenty more to come. The book is My Type of Holiness, Striving for Sainthood with the Temperament God Gave Me. We'll be right back. Please don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Rose Sweet, my type of holiness, and the temperaments. So can you be more than one? Is combination, or is it just has to be one?
Well, science hasn't proven it yet, probably because nobody wants to fund such a study. Mm-hmm. But I use the DNA strand as an illustration that there's two that come in pairs, and they're linked together, and that's defines who you are. Everybody comes in pairs. Nobody is just one, and nobody is three or four. Everybody is a combination of two, because the other two are your polar opposites. And you need that. You need those. It doesn't mean that you can't learn to function in the other ones. I've learned to tone it down. Mm-hmm. I'm a double extrovert. And I have adrenaline. I don't have blood. I have adrenaline going through my veins, right? And it's a blessing and a curse at the mm-hmm. same time. And that know thyself is, I have to learn, what am I thinking, and why am I doing this, and how can I be more balanced? Anyway, and it's not true that opposites attract. This is another thing when I do these workshops for the temperaments. And there's where trauma, and I talk about this in the book, where trauma can come in. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're a tender-hearted, sensitive, introverted child. And you have a domineering, harsh mm-hmm. parent all your life who crushed you. Mm. You are not going to marry an extrovert. Mm-hmm. You're going to find another introvert like you who's safe.
Right.
And then between the two of you, whoever has more melancholy, which is the introvert that's deep and passionate and driven, that one will probably function as the leader. Mm-hmm. It's complex,
but
that's why you need to get the book.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why we need to go to confession when we mess up, because we do, in relationships. And I always say that marriage is making me holy. And the kids are like, 60, all these years you're married? What would it, 48 years?
Married, yeah.
Married.
Oh, congratulations.
And was God still working on us?
I know.
And then I think we'll get it perfected, and then we die.
Well, and then you have to go to purgatory for more perfection, right? Yeah. I know I'm going, well, I hope to God I go to purgatory. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's in our, we talked about this earlier. It's pride is in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, St. Paul said the same thing. And I talk about some of the saints and their temperaments in this book, too. I fought the good fight.
Right.
He said, I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had this interior conflict till the end. Mm-hmm.
Rose, thank you so much for being with us today. And thank God we have you for tomorrow, because I'm learning a lot. I need to see be a part of the next show. So be sure to join us tomorrow to continue our conversation with Rose Sweet and My Type of Holiness. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.